How'd you feel when you got the news about Mike?
I don't really know a lot of the rules and what I am and am not allowed to say. Mike, I'll just say this. Mike's a good person. And, you know, I saw what Coach McCarthy's comments were on him. And I really don't have anything to add on it. You know, obviously, you know, he's a big man, like to have him. But, I mean, there's bigger things in football. So I'll just leave it at that. I mean, I don't want to get into saying something I'm not supposed to say and all that. You know all those rules are. I just want to coach ball.
Dean Lowry
give
himself, you know, something to build on there.
Yeah, I've told you guys all along, I think Dean's a really good football player, and he's been getting better and better and better. And, you know, one of the things with Dean when he was at Northwestern, he was an outside end for them. And we thought he had the ability to come inside and do what we asked to do from the five to the three and do inside. And it was a learning experience for him, but he's extremely smart and he's a talented guy. So, I mean, he's been coming on in practice and doing things, and I'm happy for him that he got the opportunity to get some playing time and made the most of it.
Hey, Mike, I've been covering this team for 19 years, and I still don't think I have any idea how to tell if a nose tackle or defensive tackle is making a real impact. So, can you help me with Kenny Clark? I don't know what to.
I think Kenny.
It doesn't show up on a stat sheet.
Sure, and sometimes those guys don't show up on the stat sheet. But you know, when you're, you know, I just say there was a couple plays in there the other day where they were running inside and the center blocked them. The guard came down and bumped them and. Kenny's a big, strong, physical guy, so it takes a little bit of effort to hit those guys and then have the athletic ability to come up on the linebacker. And with that said, you know, when the guard was coming down and then coming up, he had to put so much force into Kenny that he's not as good coming up on that guy. And then Kenny got bumped over a little bit, happened to him twice in the game, and then he was able to take the center and clog the hole back up. And the back ran into the back of him, and then other guys came around and made the play. And he hasn't been in a lot of just pure passing situations. And that'll all come with him. I think just on the practice field and stuff like that, he's getting better at rushing the passer and doing that. And, you know, he's been working hard at it. But, I mean, he's a big, strong, physical kid, and he's going to be, like I said, he's got a bright future here.
A couple times each game when it's a running play and LaTroy just blows up into the backfield and disrupts it or gets the tackle or sets it up for somebody else. How much of that is anticipation or is that just brute strength for him to overpower?
Both. And that's what you know, I don't, what year is this for LaTroy? 9? Whatever year it is, you can figure that out. You know, that's something that he has on them and there's something that they see that he'll see, and LaTroy does a great job of sharing those things with Kenny. But until you do it, you know, you could talk to people all you want, but until you do it and they see it and that light comes on and he sees things fast. And sometimes he's not always right, which no player is always right. Sometimes you're like, damn. But, definitely with him, it's – part that he is a big, tall, long-levered guy, and he's got good quickness, and he has good anticipation and good awareness. He's a smart football player.